more time. Die. I love it when you drop it down. Baby, back, 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 get up. All right, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here. My name is Lester Bagley, Executive Vice President of Public Affairs and Stadium Development for the Minnesota Vikings, and I get to serve as the MC to talk about this exciting day and this exciting project. My job is also to keep it rolling, keep it moving, to keep the speeches tight and rolling. One thing for the media, once the event is over, there will be a ceremonial groundbreaking. When that first group is done, go to the tent by the screen. The media will, then there will be speakers, Commissioner Goodell, Rick Spielman, Don Becker, Steve Poppin, Mayor Mike McGuire, and Kevin Warren and guests. So that's the media group post-event as soon as the shovels break the ground. So with that, just start with to honor America. Please welcome the Minnesota National Guard presenting today's colors and performing our national anthem, Manny Laureano, principal trumpeter for the Minnesota Orchestra.
pounds. Right? Pace. Forward. Pounds.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Manny. Gentlemen. Now I would like to ask Pastor David Keaton and Rabbi Avi Orlitsky to come to the podium to say a few words, gentlemen.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this grand occasion. We honor you and we give you glory. The book of Isaiah declares for us to not remember the old things or the former days, for behold, you are doing a new thing. Today is a day of a new thing, a new history, a new adventure. I pray that as the dirt is moved and as the equipment continues to run, that you are building a new thing, a new story, a new history, a new legacy. Let thy will be done starting this day. Move this team, this administration, this community into a greater day of achievement, a day of celebration, a day of championship. We claim it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll follow my brother here, Pastor David, invoking this idea of a new thing. In a sense, a training facility, if you'll indulge me, is like a house of worship. It's a temple. It's a temple that with our actions and our labors, we praise God for health, for talent, for victory, for strength, for courage, and most importantly, for humility. In that vein, we paraphrase and invoke the words of David and the psalmist at the dedication of the temple, extolling God for raising us up, who did not permit foes to rejoice over us. God, we cried out to you and you healed us, you saved us from the pit of death. God's anger may last a moment, but God's love, shining from the dirt into the joys and rejoice of new buildings, lasts a lifetime. While at ease I once thought nothing could shake my security, we pray today, God, to favor us, for we will become this mountain of strength in the shadow of this building. Hide your face, Lord, because we can become terrified. But you, God, will we call, before God will we plead. You, God, turn our mourning after a loss into dancing. You change our sackcloth into robes of joy. This building will be raised with an I and an S, not with a Z. And we will sing your praise unceasingly, that we will thank you, God, our God, forevermore. Ken yehi ratzon, so may it be God's will, and let us say, amen.
Thank you, gentlemen. So welcome to the official groundbreaking of the new Minnesota Vikings team headquarters and practice facility in Eagan. Before we get started, I want to just make sure that we introduce the dignitaries and guests that are assembled here today. With our ownership group, Lenny Wilf, Vice Chairman, owner of the Vikings. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. Vikings Head Coach Mike Zimmer. Vikings General Manager Rick Spielman. Vikings Chief Financial Officer Steve Poppin, Vikings Project Executive Don Becker, David Murphy, Principal Architect with Crawford Architects, Al Gerhart with Kraus Anderson, our contractor, Eagan Mayor Mike McGuire, Vikings Chief Operating Officer Kevin Warren, Vikings Chief Marketing Officer Steve LaCroix, Vikings Executive Vice President of Football Administration, Rob Brzezinski. Three great young Vikings players, Harrison Smith, Teddy Bridgewater, Laquan Treadwell. And the four partners in this agreement, the Eagan City Council members, Councilmember Paul Bakken, longtime Viking friend Cindy Fields, Gary Hansen, and Meg Tilley. We appreciate you all for being here today for this special moment. Also, a quick acknowledgement and thanks to Amy Anthony and Greg Bostrom on Viking staff, who've done a great job of organizing not only this event, but a myriad of other events over the last 7 to 10 days. So thank you to our staff. To get started, hand for Greg and Amy, please. Thank you. So to get started, our outstanding crew at the Vikings Entertainment Network has put this awesome video together that talks about this special project in Eagan. So turn your attention to the screen and we'll run the video.
...1980 was the year that a dream became reality in Minnesota. Max Winter had always hoped that the Vikings would someday call one of the finest complexes in professional sport their home. Someday arrived during the 1980 football season. The new complex is to be dedicated to Max Winter. Winter Park is but one landmark of a new Viking era. Scheduled to open in 1982 is a dome stadium in downtown Minneapolis. For 1980, however, the site of past glory remained the home of Viking football.
With the ceremonial cutting of a ribbon, U.S. Bank Stadium officially opened for business on July 22nd, and the Minnesota Vikings will now call the best stadium in the NFL home. But as one transformative construction project comes to a close, another is taking shape just across town. Eden Prairie's Winter Park has served as the Minnesota Vikings team headquarters for the last 35 years. Its hallowed halls are filled with team history, but with Winter Park's office space full to the brim, and landlocked for future development, a growing Viking staff is now spread across three separate office buildings. Meanwhile, the aging headquarters is increasingly outpaced by more modern facilities across other NFL franchises. Today, we break ground on the next chapter of the Minnesota Vikings, a beautiful but underdeveloped 200-acre site in Northwest Eagan, with lush topography, proximity to Minneapolis and St. Paul downtowns, and enough space to house the entire Viking staff under one roof for the first time in over a decade. The longtime corporate headquarters for Northwest Airlines, the site will swiftly develop into the new home the Vikings need. But the future of this site is much grander than an office building in an open field, and it required visionary leadership, perseverance, and a forward-thinking city government to see this project as an opportunity to transform a local community and redefine the potential for an NFL team headquarters. On June 21st, 2016, Vikings executives and project consultants presented a comprehensive plan to build this site into a mixed-use entertainment destination. The Eagan City Council unanimously approved each proposal, setting in motion an ambitious but very realistic plan that will encompass multiple building phases and span over more than a decade.
One of the concerns that the people in this suburb and others have is that, you know, too often they have to go into the Twin Cities to get an experience, something like that. And so this is an opportunity for us to have a blank slate and to look at portions of our community and be able to fill them in with things that will keep our citizens here in the community and will allow them to live, work, and play closer to home in the same place and maybe not have to use a car.
In the first phase of the project, the Vikings will build a new team headquarters that will immediately become the class of the NFL. Some features of the new facility will include 5 outdoor fields, an outdoor stadium, a full indoor practice field, a team auditorium and player meeting rooms, a significantly larger locker room and weight room, a state-of-the-art production studio, and new administrative offices to consolidate the front office. In future phases, the project will include items such as a Vikings Hall of Fame, world-class hotels and conference centers, and an amphitheater. The public use facility will host community and youth events and feature extensive networks of walking trails, forests, and ponds.
But to be able to build something this unique, this will become an international destination with our headquarters, our practice facility, potential mixed-use development, housing, hotels, conference centers, all of those different things. So it really is special.
Today, we break ground on a new era of Vikings football in the Twin Cities. A competitive and hungry team on the field. A world-class football stadium for game days. And now, an innovative vision for the world headquarters of the organization. A franchise building in the right way. A promise of future celebrations to come. And a community on the rise.
And we'll look back and we'll look at today as really the first day of a lasting legacy. We're going to develop a world-class environment here to make every person who's associated with the state of Minnesota very proud.
Thank you. Thank you, VEN. Our first speaker, Lenny Wilf, along with his cousins Mark and Ziggy Wilf, make up the Vikings Principal Ownership Group. Our ownership provides the vision, the support, the passion, and the leadership to drive this organization. On the heels of opening this incredible U.S. Bank Stadium, please welcome Vikings Vice Chair and Owner Lenny Wilf.
Welcome and thank you. On behalf of Mark and Ziggy and the entire Vikings ownership group, I want to thank you all for being here today. Unfortunately, Mark and Ziggy had a family matter to attend to and could not be here. They asked me to extend their regards and appreciation to Egan and to all of our partners. Today's celebration represents a lot of hard work by the city of Egan and our partners, and it represents an agreement and significant commitment between the Minnesota Vikings and the city of Egan. As you saw in the video, this land has tremendous potential. We are confident, working with Egan and the people here today, that we will deliver an incredible facility. Our hope is to deliver a facility that will match U.S. Bank Stadium. I want to express my sincere gratitude to our partners, the City of Egan, Dakota County, the business and hospitality community in Egan, Krauss Anderson, Crawford Architects, and the entire internal project team of the Vikings. I also want to thank Commissioner Roger Goodell for being in Egan today. Commissioner Goodell has been an outstanding leader in the NFL and a great advisor to the Vikings. Commissioner Goodell, we have a gift for you, an official Vikings game ball that we would like to present to you. Game ball presented to Commissioner Roger Goodell, National Football League, August 2, 2016, Egan groundbreaking. Thank you for your leadership, counsel, and support of the Minnesota Vikings' new team headquarters in Egan, Minnesota.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it.
And thank you all for being here today.
No, I got it. I'll hold it. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here and honored to be here today. I got to tell you, though, the last time I was here was for the playoff game last January, so quite a contrast from what I was used to when it was negative 28. But it's a great honor to be here and to see the progress that's happening in this community. And I'd like to start by thanking the Wilfs, not just for this game ball, but frankly for their leadership, their commitment to this community, their commitment to the NFL, commitment to putting together a first-class organization that is focused on doing the right things in the community, winning on the football field, and being a great partner in the NFL. And that's what the Wilfs have done. And they brought together a great organization under Rick Spielman, Kevin, Coach Zimmer, the great players and coaches and executives that you see, some of which are here today. This is the way a franchise should be put together, and they've done it in a great way. But it doesn't happen also without leadership in the community and partnership in the community. And we've seen that. And I've seen it firsthand 4 years ago when U.S. Bank came to fruition with the leadership of the governor. And now you see it here today in this site with what is a great vision. And it took leadership on behalf of the mayor, Mike McGuire, the city council, and everybody in this community to come together and say, let's do something great. And you have. So my congratulations to all of you, and I look forward to seeing you on opening night here in Minnesota. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Goodell. I asked him if I should put the ball underneath the podium. He said, no, are you kidding me? I'm keeping this ball. So thank you for being here. We appreciate your leadership. A lot of people don't know, but Commissioner Goodell has been in the Vikings corner on our stadium project and our business operations for many, many years at the NFL, even prior to him becoming commissioner in 2006. So we really appreciate the commissioner being here and being the leader and the support that he provides to our organization. Next, we'll hear from the two guys who have overseen the transformation of the Minnesota Vikings into a championship-caliber team, head coach Mike Zimmer and general manager Rick Spielman. Gentlemen.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank the commissioner for coming to this event and how important it is to the Minnesota Vikings. Last week, we were very fortunate to be a part of the U.S. Bank Stadium opening. But you have to understand that U.S. Bank Stadium is our stage. That's our end result where our games are played. There's a lot of time, energy, an effort to go into the preparation of getting to that game day. And to be a part of this here today in Eagan, as part of this groundbreaking for our new practice facility, is an honor. This is going to be our home. And I've had the fortunate ability to travel around the country and see a lot of great facilities, as well as a lot of our leadership in the organization. And to take those ideas and to put it into one, to make this such a unique and best practice facility and training facility that there is in the NFL. And I know our players train here on a daily basis. They practice here on a daily basis. Our coaches prepare endless hours will be in this building as they get us prepared to play on Sundays. And we work extremely hard and many hours during the off season to try to upgrade the roster and put out the most competitive football team we can on Sundays. I'd also like to thank the Will family as well as our entire organization. Without their generosity, we would not be able to do what we're doing over these past couple weeks with all these groundbreaking ceremonies. Their ability to give us the tools and the resources necessary to put out a championship football team, a first-class winning organization, year in and year out is much appreciated, and they're the best owners in the NFL. Our players that are here today, if I could have them stand up as I introduce them. Teddy Bridgewater. Laquan Treadwell. And Harrison Smith. Okay, sit back down. To tell you how, just to show you how important this is to our organization, this is the first day off that our players have had, and to have our key players come up here and to participate in this groundbreaking shows you how important it is to us. And I know as we get ready to head back down to Mankato, Coach Zimmer is very excited about playing in the U.S. Bank Stadium. I know he's very excited about this facility that's going to come online soon. But to be honest with you, probably the most excited thing he's about is to get the heck back down to Mankato and get to work. Coach Mike Zimmer.
Thank you. I didn't know you were giving that long a speech today. We're excited to be here to make Eagan our home. It's going to be an outstanding facility. Our players are going to represent the community the correct way. You're going to be proud of them, not only on the field, but off the field. You can tell that we're in the middle of training camp because myself and these three other guys are the only ones not in suits. But we're really excited, and we can't wait to get here. We can't wait for the season to start. These guys work very, very hard down at training camp, and we're hoping that we make you very proud proud of them and proud of us when we open up the season against Tennessee. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach and Rick. Also want to thank the Vikings alumni for being here today, coming out, supporting us, several of you in the crowd. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. So with that, two of my brothers who were instrumental in delivering U.S. Bank Stadium, these two men are the day-to-day project leads for the Vikings on Eagan Development, Don Becker, project executive, and Steve Poppin, CFO of the Vikings. Gentlemen.
Bagley says keep it tight. By the way, Coach Zimmer and Coach Grant are excited about that wetland that's right past that building, maybe a duck blind out there. I too would like to thank the city of Eagan and Mayor McGuire and the city council and your staff, Dave Osberg and your staff. We really appreciate the hard work that went into this, and you guys have been nothing but professional. Thank you very, very, very much. I'd also like to acknowledge the former landowners that had this 200 acres. There's three of them that we were able to work with to gain control of this. Excelsior Group, I know Tom Tracy and Jim Jetlin are here today from Excelsior Group. Greg Miller from Interstate Partners is here. And last but definitely not least, Living Well Disability Services, which is led by Julie Manwarren, the executive director. And Julie, we really appreciate you. We appreciate your mission. And we look forward to continuing that relationship with you in the future with what you do, because you serve a great cause. Fresh off the opening of U.S. Bank Stadium last week, we stand here today ready to have another milestone in Minnesota Vikings history. Ziggy, Mark, and Lenny Wilf, the owners, gave the staff, us, a chance to really to research this and look at this project in a significant way. They gave us the resources to really figure out what's best, not just for us, but what's best for the future, and we're going to do our best in this project to do that. We, the staff, have gotten together, and we've had many, many internal meetings. We've traveled across the NFL looking at other NFL facilities. We've traveled across the U.S. looking at other college and universities and some of theirs, as well as other professional sports leagues, to find out what's best. And we are so excited about what we are about to do through the help of Crawford Architects, who's designing this for us, and what we're going to put into this building. We're going to be very proud of it. The state of Minnesota is going to be very proud of it, Dakota County, as well as the city of Eagan. Through all that work that we did, one thing that became very clear to us, that this was the site. This was the site for everything that we wanted to do. Gives us the ability in this new facility to consolidate under one roof. We're, as you saw in the video, we're currently under three. To improve our continuity, our efficiency, collaboration, and this technologically advanced facility. We're really looking forward to it. The opportunity for us to come together in this facility and not only create a fan-friendly, but a family-friendly destination is one of our goals in this process. And one of the more important things for us is being able to host youth and high school activities in this area. We are so excited about what this opportunity provides. Our new facility is going to be a state-of-the-art football facility that we believe will set the standard in the NFL. That's critical to us in recruiting and maintaining players, but not only players, staff, as we get into this competitive environment. The additional staff space that we're going to create will allow us to connect with our community and have a give back to this community in what we're doing with youth and high school sports, whether it be Friday night lights in the stadium, whether it be hosting youth high school and or college soccer or lacrosse matches, youth sports camps, or NFL Play 60 events. One of the things that our goal is to bring the community into this project, not have them see it from outside. As mentioned in the video, a few things that we have, our administrative offices, our coaching offices. We're going to have an outdoor stadium that will have 6,000 seats that we'll have the ability to expand in the future. We'll have five outdoor fields, four of them grass, one of them synthetic, that will be in the stadium. We'll have a full indoor 100-yard field indoor facility that will be able to have clear heights to punt and to kick,
and then the rest of this facility with the state-of-the-art auditoriums, cafeteria, media center, locker rooms, a special emphasis on player treatments, cardiovascular, hydrotherapy rooms. And the last thing I wanted to say was the Vikings Entertainment Network. This video that you saw produced up here, you see our content on television, you see it on our website and social media. We're going to build a state-of-the-art Vikings Entertainment Network in this facility that we're going to be able to not only host or create that content, but host events in that studio. So we're very excited about that. And here's Don to speak about the broader development.
Don't you just love the smell of fresh dirt? I'll be fast. I'll read really quick. Since the process started nearly a year ago, our vision for the site has not changed. The vision is to create a true live, work, play, and have fun environment that gives the Vikings the best home and is accessible to the Eagan community and the region. While the initial phase of this project is focused on the team's headquarters and practice facility, our ambitious but realistic goals with this 200-acre site go beyond that in a way that connects the broader community and includes a proposed mix of uses, including offices, residential, hospitality, and a conference center. This area behind you is about 40 acres where the Vikings headquarters will go. The broader area is 200 acres in total where the broader development will be done. All of these components use the team headquarters and practice facility as a development anchor, drawing tenants, users, residents, and guests year-round, and each of them complement the others as well as the entire Eagan community. Additionally, as you can see, this is a rich and dense property with ample wooded areas, wetlands, and trails. The planned open spaces and trail system weaving throughout the site will be groomed and encouraged for public use, continuing our focus on promoting active living and connectivity. Finally, the proximity to both Minneapolis and St. Paul downtowns, as well as the airports, is critical to the success of this plan. We're incredibly excited about the opportunities and public benefits this project will deliver, and we look forward to working with our partners to make it a reality. Thank you.
Good work, guys. Today, we also wanted to acknowledge our partners in the design and development team, David Murphy with Crawford Architects, a longtime friend and partner of the Vikings, and Al Garhart with Krauss Anderson, outstanding local contractor in the market. Gentlemen.
We're excited to celebrate the beginning of this milestone project for the Minnesota Vikings and the region. Over the coming months, Crawford Architects' design will be translated into a world-class facility for the Vikings players, and a development that will be an asset to this community and for generations to come. In the meantime, the spirit of team is alive and well on this project. For the last several months, our Krauss Anderson team has been working hand in glove with the Crawford Architects in the pre-construction phase. During this time, we've been building a relationship that goes back 35 years back to the time when we built Winter Park. So we've been a part of the Vikings' history and construction for many years. As we've started issuing bid packages for this project, we're seeing the enthusiasm of the subcontracting community at an all-time high. We issued 13 solicitations for the earthwork on this job, and every single one of them bid. Looks like everybody wants to be on the Vikings team. And we're proud to lead a construction project that will produce more than 900 construction jobs for this local region. Like the Vikings, KA is headquartered in Minnesota and share many of the same grounded Midwest values of integrity, commitment, teamwork, and valuing people. Thank you, Minnesota Vikings and the Will family, for entrusting our team to work with you in delivering this project on time, on budget, and safely, according to our core purpose of building enduring relationships and strong communities. And now I'd like to turn it over to Dave Murphy with Crawford Architects. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Al. All of us at Crawford Architects are honored and excited to be part of this exciting project and team. Today, we are breaking ground on a complex that will become a hall of champions, both on and off the field. For within these walls, the spirit of excellence and teamwork set forth by the Minnesota Vikings ownership and their staff from top to bottom, will be manifested in the creation of the premier headquarters in the National Football League. When complete, we are confident that this facility will become the new state-of-the-art, both in terms of human performance as well as how the Minnesota Vikings interact with their community. As architects, we hope that this facility serves as an inspiration to everyone here today, everyone that practices in the facility, to work hard and to excel in their own pursuit of excellence, because excellence leads to championships, and by creating a building constructed on the spirit of excellence, championships on and off the field will become our legacy. Thank you to the Minnesota Vikings and the Wills and the entire project team. Thank you.
All right, it's my distinct honor to introduce our partners at the City of Eagan, represented by Mayor Mike McGuire. When we were struggling to reach consensus on this project, Mayor McGuire stepped up and helped pull this agreement together. This mayor and city council are excellent partners. They're collaborative, they're professional, and they're not intimidated by significant development projects. They represent the community of Eagan very well. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Mike McGuire.
Thank you, Lester. I appreciate that introduction. Almost fated that we are here today. I was reminded by our former city administrator, Tom Hedges, who was a city administrator for about 30 years, that this site has been envisioned for a lot of different projects, from a racetrack to a Eagandale Mall, and eventually became the Delta or the NWA headquarters. But before all that, about 40 years ago, a developer in St. Paul wanted to get the Vikings to look at this site instead of the Metrodome for a new home for the Vikings. So it's almost fated that we're here almost 40 years later to welcome the Vikings to Eagan and to our family here in Eagan as they welcome us to theirs. There are two things that strike you immediately when you talk to the Wolves or meet with the Minnesota Vikings management: their commitment to excellence and their commitment to family. You've welcomed the Eagan team into your family as we welcome you to this land and to your new home and your new headquarters. When we started meeting almost a year ago here in Eagan, what we committed was a team that would be able to drive the ball all the way down the field and step up inside the two-minute drill. And I think we've delivered on that. And we appreciate the Wills and the Minnesota Vikings' confidence in our team to do that. Want to introduce briefly some of the Vikings' new Eagan special teams members. We've already mentioned the Eagan City Council, my colleagues on the council. I want to specifically call out Councilmember Cindy Fields and Councilmember Paul Bakken for the critical roles they played throughout our year-long conversations with the Vikings. Also, Dave Osberg is our city administrator, but a lot of our staff really worked very hard on this project. Mike Ridley and our planning staff, Chief McDonald, as well in terms of security for the site and anticipating that. Russ Mathis on Public Works, Tom Pepper in our finance department, former economic development coordinator John Hohenstein, who recently retired, was also critical in working with the Vikings and bringing this project home. Those are team members who are appreciative that we've made it through camp, that we've made the cut, and we look forward to being your special teams here in Eagan for the future and to come. So welcome to the Minnesota Vikings. As you welcome us to your Minnesota Viking family, we welcome you to the great family of corporations that are already here in Eagan. Innovative companies like Thomson Reuters, Ecolab, and many, many more. This development and your presence here not only opens up a new gateway to Northeast Eagan, but we are truly proud that this flagship, this franchise, now has Eagan to call home. So in conclusion, let me say congratulations on this special day, and we look forward to working with you towards many more groundbreakings through the 200 acres, as visitors and residents alike come to know this destination and the attraction that it's going to be. And they discover anew the trees, ponds, and trails that make Eagan a special place. In closing, Skol Vikings, Skol Eagan.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to note that we'd like to thank the City Council in this true spirit of collaboration and partnership for officially changing the name of Northwest Parkway to Vikings Parkway last evening at a city council event. So thank you. With that, I'd like to ask Commissioner Goodell, Mr. Wilf, to come back up. I'd also like to ask Vikings Chief Operating Officer Kevin Warren, our excellent leader on the business side of the Vikings organization, to come up for a couple of special presentations. Gentlemen.
All of our parents always taught us when you're invited to someone's home to make sure you take a gift. And so today we bring a gift to the city of Eagan, Mayor McGuire, a Vikings jersey that hopefully they'll hang in City Hall as our way to say thank you for welcoming us into your new home. We look forward to building a wonderful relationship, and we look forward to being here for many years in the future. So on behalf of the Wolf family, we have a special gift to give to the city of Eagan. It truly is a pleasure to be here today. And one thing we want to do up front, and I'll be very brief, is to thank the Wilf family, Lenny Wilf, Mark Wilf, Ziggy Wilf, and John Wilf, an entire Wilf family, for all that they've done, the resources that they've invested into this community, and all of the opportunities that they have given us to really build a world-class franchise. As we stand here today, the first thing that the Wolf family always focuses on is on football. And they put in resources into retaining great players, drafting great players, retaining great coaches, and also building up our great scouting department led by Rick Spielman. So they've definitely invested in our football operations to build a best-in-class football operation. The second thing that they did, they put their money where their mouth was, and they put in incredible resources to build a place for our great football team to play. They put in resources to build U.S. Bank Stadium, which a lot of you have had an opportunity to see, and to see it is literally the best, I don't even want to say professional football venue, it's the best sporting venue in all of the world. It's exciting to see what they've put together. We're excited to play there, and we know we'll have great success there. Also, we were fortunate to have a wonderful partner in U.S. Bank to put their name on our stadium. And then as we come here today, again, the Wolf family has stepped up to put resources into not only acquiring this land, but also giving us the resources to build a world-class environment here. But as everyone here knows, it's one thing to do something great alone, but it always is better when you can do it with someone else. And so we felt that by coming to Eagan today, we couldn't just have a groundbreaking to announce that we were moving here. We felt that we would use this as an opportunity to announce our new partner in Eagan. And at this point in time, I'd like to invite two very special people to the stage, Troy Simonson, CEO of Twin Cities Orthopedics, and Dr. David Holte, who's the president of the board. And we have a special announcement. As in most great things in life, it starts with a thought, it starts with a crazy idea, it starts with a dream. And probably about 18 months ago, we started having conversations internally that when we got an opportunity to move to our new headquarters, we needed a new partner. We needed a special partner that fit. We needed a partner who was a Twin Cities company. We needed a partner who would be there to provide incredible world-class resources to not only our staff, but most importantly, our players. So I'm here today to announce that we have entered into an agreement with Twin Cities Orthopedics on a 20-year naming rights agreement that we will name our new facility here Twin Cities TCO Performance Center. And I am so excited to make this announcement and to say not only are we breaking ground today here and we're coming home to Eagan, but we also have an incredible Minnesota-based company, a partner, to announce that we're going to be here together for 20 years and many, many years beyond that. So at this time, I'd like to invite Troy Simonson, CEO of TCO and also Dr. David Holte from TCO to the podium. And please, we're excited, and I want everyone to be excited and to welcome them into the Vikings family and to make the first announcement that it will be TCO Performance Center, and we will break ground. We've already broken ground, but we look forward to moving here in March of 2018. So thank you for coming today. Welcome today to Eagan and meet our new partners, TCO Orthopedics.
Thank you, Kevin. To state the obvious, a very exciting day for Twin Cities Orthopedics today. Thank you to the Will family, Minnesota Vikings leadership, and all the great people of the Vikings organization, Commissioner Goodell, and the local city and county officials. I also want to thank the TCO Board of Directors and the vision each of the physicians has had for the partnership and their leadership to forge ahead and support this tremendous community asset. I've had the privilege of getting to know the Vikings and their great staff, and could not be more excited and proud to be associated with such a great organization. It became apparent early on with the Vikings and TCO have a common focus on community service and an unrelenting desire for excellence. Twin Cities Orthopedic is privileged to expand our relationship with the Vikings, which started a few years ago with the Vikings 5K and recently as the Vikings' official orthopedic partner. TCO is an independent private physician practice. We have been in the Twin Cities for over 70 years. In addition to being closely aligned with the new Vikings training facility and campus, TCO will be developing a healthcare campus in this development. TCO has plans for an 88,000 square feet of space offering a full spectrum of orthopedic services, clinic services, orthopedic urgent care, outpatient surgery, physical and hand therapy, sports performance services, and preventative health services. The investment by TCO further underscores our focus on communities in the Twin Cities. Additionally, it provides our employees with a sense of pride as we invest in the communities in which they live. We also have the honor of being the official sports medicine provider for the high schools of School District 196, Eagan, Apple Valley, Eastview, and Rosemont, many of their players and coaches here today. Expanding facilities here in the partnership with the Vikings will further enhance the services we can offer to area student athletes. Thank you again for allowing TCO to be a part of today's groundbreaking. We look forward to continuing a long-term partnership with the Vikings and watching the Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center and TCO Stadium come out of the ground. Skol.
I just wanted to say, from all the physicians at Twin Cities Orthopedics, we are so proud to be a part of this organization, a part of this development, and we thank the Will family for inviting us. Thank you so much.
One of the great attributes that Commissioner Roger Goodell has is that he empowers teams to enter into healthy, productive relationships. So on behalf of the Vikings and TCO, Commissioner Goodell, we just like to thank you for your leadership, your business acumen, and your vision as far as building these type of opportunities together. And we think that this will be the standard bearer in the entire National Football League as far as what a performance center looks like. So at this point in time, I would ask, Greg, where are you for the banner?
All right, last point is the official groundbreaking. If I get the folks in the front row, In addition to Laquan Treadwell, Teddy Bridgewater, Harrison Smith, Steve LaCroix, and Rob Brzezinski for the first group. We'll have a couple rounds. But after this very first group and the shovel brigade, we're going to go to the media tent, follow Jeff Anderson over by the stage in the media tent for some media availability with Commissioner Goodell and some of the other speakers. So with that, gentlemen, and we'll have a couple other photo ops as well with other partners.
Gentlemen, please gather your hard hats and shovels as we prepare to officially break the ground on this new stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, as we break the ground on this site, please prepare to welcome the Frog X parachute team, carrying the colors of the Minnesota Vikings, Twin City Orthopedic, the City of Eagan, and the United States of America. Commissioner Goodell, we have a special shovel for you, and it just arrived via parachute. We'll see how quick it can run it over to you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear a round of applause for the Frog X Parachute Team. By the way, they're delivering a few more hard hats for the ceremony as well, if you're a few short. So, Frog X team, please share your shovels and helmets as we prepare to break ground on this new facility. All right, gentlemen, everyone grab your shovel. On my count, we will officially break ground on this new facility. So on the count of three, I'd like you to dig your shovels into the dirt, throw the dirt up as high as you can, and this facility will be official. Gentlemen, 3, 2, 1. Let's hear a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. That concludes our program for today. Please join us in the tent for a reception. Additional groups will be photographed following this. Thank you very much, Skol Vikings. I used to buy